when a headache signals a warning, and how to help prevent it. A middle-aged man in his early 50s suddenly developed cold-like symptoms accompanied by headache, nausea, and vomiting. Attributing his discomfort to fatigue and irregular eating habits, he assumed rest would lead to recovery. Several days later, however, his vision began to deteriorate. By the time he sought medical care, he had already lost more than half of his vision, and the optimal window for treatment had passed. Jonathan Liu, a professor of traditional Chinese medicine at a Canadian public college and Epoch Times contributor, shared this case with the Epoch Times. The patient was diagnosed with acute angle closure glaucoma, a condition that can present with sudden headache and nausea. While many headaches are benign, some signal serious underlying disorders affecting the eyes, brain, blood vessels, or spine. Recognizing the warning signs and seeking timely medical care can mean the difference between recovery and irreversible damage, Liu said. Potentially dangerous causes of headaches. Liu outlined several types of headaches that require prompt medical evaluation. 1. Acute angle closure glaucoma. Acute angle closure glaucoma is an eye emergency. Its hallmark symptoms include the sudden onset of severe pain in the eye and head. The pain tends to radiate along the eye socket and brow toward the forehead or temples and is commonly described by patients as sharp, pounding, or explosive, Liu said. Patients may also experience eye redness and congestion, rapid vision loss, and, in severe cases, sudden blindness within a short period. These symptoms are often accompanied by nausea and vomiting. Headaches accompanied by visual impairment require immediate medical attention, Liu noted. If eye pressure is not reduced promptly, permanent damage to the optic nerve may occur. 2. Subarachnoid hemorrhage. Subarachnoid hemorrhage is characterized by the sudden onset of an intense headache, often described as the worst headache of a person's life. It is frequently accompanied by nausea and vomiting. This condition involves bleeding in the space between the membranes that surround the brain. Huang Huiluan, an attending physician in the Department of Family Medicine at Tanyan General Hospital in Taiwan, told the Epoch Times that common causes include ruptured cerebral aneurysms and arteriovenous malformations. When the amount of bleeding is small, patients may remain conscious but appear sluggish or less responsive. In more extensive cases, sudden loss of consciousness can occur. Other symptoms include neck stiffness, drooping eyelids, and double vision. Cerebral aneurysms often produce few noticeable symptoms prior to rupture. Once rupture occurs, acute bleeding may follow, most commonly in people aged 40 to 50. Arteriovenous malformations, on the other hand, are congenital abnormalities of the cerebral blood vessels and can occur from childhood through older adulthood. Head trauma, blood disorders, and the use of anticoagulant medications can also lead to intracranial bleeding. 3. Hypertensive intracerebral hemorrhage. The symptoms of hypertensive intracerebral hemorrhage are similar to those of subarachnoid hemorrhage. They include severe headache, dizziness, nausea, and vomiting, and in some cases, rapid loss of consciousness. Approximately 80% of intracerebral hemorrhage cases are associated with long-term poor blood pressure control or fragile blood vessels, Huang said. This condition is associated with high mortality and disability rates, and earlier treatment is linked to a better prognosis. Hypertensive intracerebral hemorrhage most commonly affects people over 60 with a long history of hypertension or atherosclerosis, Liu said. 4. Cervicogenic headache and cerebrovascular disease. Not all serious headaches are sudden or explosive. Some develop gradually and are associated with chronic neck and upper spine strain. Cervicogenic headaches are typically associated with degenerative or functional changes in the cervical spine, particularly involving the first through third cervical vertebrae, Liu said. These headaches often present with neck stiffness and pain that radiates to the back of the head. Liu described a former senior manager who experienced sustained occupational stress for many years. In his early 50s, he suffered a lacunar stroke. Evaluation suggested that, in addition to established vascular risk factors, chronic cervical tension may have contributed to reduced cerebral blood flow. Major blood vessels supplying the brain, including the carotid and vertebral arteries, run close to the cervical spine. The vertebral arteries, in particular, pass through small openings in the cervical vertebrae. Persistent muscle tension, bone overgrowth, or postural imbalance may, in some cases, affect blood flow. The brain consumes approximately 20% of the body's metabolic energy during routine activity. During periods of intense cognitive effort or sustained stress, its energy demands increase further. Prolonged inadequate blood supply to the brain can impair cerebral function and contribute to headache symptoms. Addressing cervical tension, posture, and vascular health may help reduce both headache frequency and long-term risk. Prevention strategies. Preventing dangerous headaches and intracranial hemorrhage largely involves reducing the risk of blood vessel rupture and acute bleeding. Huang recommends the following measures. 1. Manage the three highs. Control blood pressure, blood glucose, and blood lipid levels through regular monitoring and appropriate medical management. 2. Monitor aneurysm risk. Those with a family history of aneurysms or a known aneurysm may benefit from regular imaging examinations. 3. Follow up on cerebrovascular abnormalities. People with known structural abnormalities or vascular malformations of the brain require ongoing follow-up to assess whether treatment is necessary. 4. Prevent head injuries. Adopt safe lifestyle practices, avoid high-risk activities, and use appropriate safety measures and protective equipment. Fall prevention is particularly important for older people and those who are frail. 5. Use blood thinners carefully. Take medications strictly as prescribed. Regular monitoring of liver and kidney function, blood counts, and blood clotting tests is recommended. 6. Maintain a healthy lifestyle. Don't smoke, manage body weight, engage in regular physical activity, manage stress, and establish healthy sleep habits. Improving headaches through acupressure. As part of daily self-care, Liu recommends massaging specific acupoints along the back of the neck to help promote circulation and relieve tension. General method: use your thumbs to apply firm but comfortable pressure until a mild soreness is felt. Massage each point for 1 to 2 minutes, once or twice daily, while breathing slowly and deeply. Wind Palace. Also known as the Feng Fu acupoint, it is located along the midline at the back of the head, just above the hairline, in a depression near the first cervical vertebra. Wind Pool. Also known as the Feng Qi acupoint, it is located on either side of the Feng Fu acupoint, in depressions above the hairline at the base of the skull. This acupoint is commonly used to relax tense muscles and ease headaches and dizziness. Celestial Pillar. Also known as the Tianju acupoint, it is located on both sides of the back of the neck, at the hairline, in depressions along the outer edge of the trapezius muscle. Stimulating this point may help relieve neck stiffness and discomfort in the back of the head. 100 Taxations. Also known as the Bailao acupoint, it is located approximately 2 finger widths above the 7th cervical vertebra and about 1 finger width lateral to the spine. To locate the 7th cervical vertebra, gently lower the head and identify the most prominent bony protrusion at the back of the neck. Stimulating this point may help relieve neck soreness, shoulder stiffness, and headaches associated with prolonged desk work or study. Dietary strategies. TCM holds that medicine and food share a common origin. For cervicogenic headaches and vascular support, mild herbal food therapies and medicinal teas are sometimes used as complementary approaches. Cinnamon twig and kudzu root decoction. Liu recommends cinnamon twig and kudzu root decoction, also known as guaiji plus gagan decoction, for certain constitutional patterns. This traditional TCM herbal formula uses warming herbs to relieve neck stiffness, promote circulation, and ease headache symptoms associated with muscle tension. Ingredients: 1.1 ounces kudzu root, 0.4 ounces cinnamon twig, 0.4 ounces white peony root, 0.2 ounces fresh ginger, 0.4 ounces Chinese jujube. Instructions: rinse all ingredients thoroughly. Place them in a pot and add approximately 68 fluid ounces of water. Bring to a boil over high heat, then reduce to low heat and simmer for 30 minutes. Strain and drink as a tea twice daily. This formula is commonly used for people with a slender build, fair complexion, and a tendency to sweat easily. In TCM theory, These traits are associated with specific constitutional patterns. Pregnant women are advised to consult a qualified TCM practitioner before use. Kudzu root is also beneficial for office workers who sit for extended periods and engage in minimal physical activity. A 2025 review indicated that kudzu root may help regulate blood pressure and blood glucose and may have protective effects on the brain. Note, some herbs mentioned in this article may be unfamiliar, but they are generally available in health food stores and Asian grocery stores. It is important to note that treatment methods may vary from person to person. Please consult with a healthcare professional for a specific treatment plan. Vinegar-soaked peanuts. Because vascular health plays a central role in preventing hemorrhagic headaches and strokes, Liu also recommends vinegar-soaked peanuts. Ingredients: 3 to 4.5 cups raw peanuts. Rice vinegar or black vinegar. Instructions: place raw peanuts into a wide-mouthed glass jar. Add vinegar until the peanuts are fully submerged. Seal the jar tightly and allow the peanuts to soak for 1 week. Once ready, eat 10 peanuts in the morning and 10 in the evening daily. Modern research also suggests that eating peanuts can benefit cardiovascular health. A 2022 randomized controlled trial found that participants who ate lightly salted, dry-roasted peanuts experienced an average reduction of 5 millimeters of mercury in systolic blood pressure compared with a low-fat diet control group. Researchers estimated that this drop was associated with a 10% lower risk of major cardiovascular events. Certain foods to include: a diet rich in vegetables, fruits, and healthy fats plays an important role in protecting heart and brain health. Dietary sources of omega-3 and omega-9 fatty acids, including flaxseed oil, perilla seed oil, camellia oil, and olive oil, may also help support vascular health. On the Health 1+1 program on NTD, a sister outlet of the Epoch Times, Yiling Huang, founder and registered dietitian at the Koi Nutrition Counseling Center in Taiwan, emphasized limiting highly processed foods and meals high in sodium and fat. A headache is not always just a headache. As Liu's patient learned, a headache is not always a minor inconvenience. In some cases, it signals a serious eye or brain emergency. Recognizing warning signs early and maintaining vascular health over time may help prevent devastating consequences.